It was a good, good day for the Bemidji State offense and defense, and head coach Brent Bolte is now joining us down on the field. Congratulations on the win, Brent.
Thanks, Chelsea.
If you can get all three quarterbacks into the game and nobody got hurt, that's always a good sign. Boy, did you guys have some big plays today.
Yeah, it was fun to see the offense get clicking on all cylinders, and we missed some too. We could even had a probably a bigger game there, but it was nice to really get McGath game experience, like, you know, meaningful time instead of it being in the last 2 minutes, and he looked really good. I think the future's bright at that spot. Kate came in and managed the offense at the end, so good job all the way around on the offensive side there.
You had five guys who had a long play more than 25 yards. I mean, that's not just their total offense for the day. That was just their biggest play of the day, and big chunks just decimates the defense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's demoralizing, right? You talk about it, trying to limit it on all sides. We talk about it all the time in our, you know, limit explosives, because they're momentum killers, they flip fields, all that sort of stuff. So when you have that on, you know, happening for your offense and kind of demoralizing the defense, so it was fun to see that. You know, we got a lot of good players. We're just starting to probably get some guys back to, so hopefully you'll see Bubba out there next weekend, a few more weapons showing up. So it was good, though. It was fun to get those guys ripping around the field.
209 yards of offense you had in the first quarter, which is just bonkers. But I thought actually the biggest swing offensively was the last 2.5 minutes of the second quarter. You guys scored 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to probably throw the ball as much as they did at the end of the game. We didn't have to burn time out, so and the wind was blowing a little bit, so we got short fields and hit some big plays and kind of put them to bed there right before half.
Well, to me, I'm like, well, why are they passing? Why aren't they running? Why aren't they making you take timeouts? Then you get the ball back and you don't need any timeouts anyway. And then I'm like, well, heck, they don't want to play with fire with your offense.
Yeah, I was really surprised, too. I mean, at the end of the day there, I was going to burn the timeout on first down, which I learned my lessons from Mankato. I was like, I'll wait one more, and 2 incompletions later, and then we got the ball back and scored. We still had 3 in our pocket with 1:30. I'm like, well, we're going to get the ball back. We scored right away. I'm like, all right. But it worked out good, and the guys were excited. You know, we finally played pretty clean. I know we had a couple turnovers still. The first one wasn't on Brandon. You know, ricocheted around and got him, and then obviously the kid made a heck of a play down there, going up and get it over Bolio, which does not happen very often.
I don't think it's happened. Not at a game I've been at.
That kid's good. He looked a lot better in the green and white Bemidji State than over in Minot, but he is one of the best DBs in the league. So made a nice play, which you're going to have that happen, but again, got to be aggressive and keep pushing the ball vertical and let our playmakers go get it.
Caleb Young with an 80-yard interception return showed off some serious speed. Dell Duncan Busby on that 62-yard touchdown. You blink your eyes, and all of a sudden he's got a 10-yard separation on guys. And Jake Hill's punt return, you got some speedsters.
Yeah, there's some kids running around. I think it's all relative. We're really slow, so it makes those guys look really fast, Schulte. So you look at it that way. But, yeah, we got some guys running around, and we've recruited well at – you know, in the secondary. We're still young on that side of the ball, but it was nice to see Caleb get that big play and get in the end zone. I thought Klein, if he would have caught it, kept his feet in the first half, maybe he had a pick six in his future there too. But it's just fun to get some of those big plays on our side, and the guys were just having a blast on the sideline. It was a good trip over to the Magic City.
Midway through a season, and I've got to be looking at rosters again because I'm like, who the heck is that guy? Oh, yeah, it's his first game back from an injury. You guys are going to be getting healthier and getting better as the year goes on instead of the other way around where you've been decimated with injuries in years past.
Yeah, it's been, you know, football's football. It's a violent game. You're going to have injuries. But it seems like this year, just some of the, you know, the sprains and you know, injuries that occurred just were right before their first couple of games in there. So getting Klein back, getting certainly with Tim O'Neill's a really good football player on the defensive side of the ball, getting him to be able to play so Maduris doesn't have to be out there every rep at nickel. We're getting healthier. We got Zach Schaefer back inside linebacker today, which was awesome. We're getting closer, and Bubba's going to be back. Crossing my fingers, he should be back next week. We almost pulled him today and let him play, but he should be ready to roll, and that just makes it, you know, one more weapon on the offensive side and special teams. So, yeah, hopefully he can stay healthy and hopefully get Zach Ott back sooner than later, too. He had an ankle sprain last week, so we're getting there. Now if we just get all our scout guys, we had some injuries there on that side of the ball. But no, we're getting there, Schulte, so hopefully keep the momentum rolling.
59-14, congrats.
Appreciate it. Have a good trip back.
You too. Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show.